This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Latin Lessons 5 and 6. Please open your textbook to page 48, and let's look at the last of the Latin prefixes we'll study in this course. As always, I'll comment on some of the forms, but only those I need to say something about. Nevertheless, you must memorize all the forms in the assignments for Lessons 5 and 6. On page 48, notice that the prefixes pre and pro are essentially vowel grades of the same form, both meaning fourth. Please add that definition, fourth, to each of these prefixes. Pro, however, carries some connotations pre does not, in particular, the sense of for, as in behalf of, in favor of. Conversely, pre more often connotes time, as in precede, whereas pro tends to denote forward in space, as in proceed. When the prefixes re and se, re and se, are attached directly to a base which begins with a vowel, they often append the letter d to buffer the vowels, as is seen in our Latin derivatives redemption and sedition. It's the same principle we employ when we add an N to A, producing an, if the next word begins with a vowel, as in an elephant, an apple. Further down the list of prefixes on page 48, notice that the prefix sub is a very common one, so put a star by it. Note also that it often assimilates. It can show up as sus, S-U-S, suck, S-U-C, suff, S-U-F, sug, S-U-G, sum, S-U-M, sup, S-U-P, and sir, S-U-R, depending, of course, on the letter following it. Big assimilator here. Moving on down the list, be careful to note that super, S-U-P-E-R, has a French-derived variant, sur, S-U-R, seen in words like surcharge, surmount, and surprise. And finally, trans can lose its final S or both its N and its S, producing the variants tran, T-R-A-N, and tra, T-R-A. Now let's look briefly at some of the bases in Lesson 5, starting on page 49. To clude, cluse, close, add another variant, clause, C-L-A-U-S, which appears in our word clause, C-L-A-U-S-E, literally a sentence part which is shut off grammatically from the rest of the sentence. The base pend, pence, got its sense of pay from the ancient custom of measuring payment with balances, where one commodity was weighed against another by hanging them in scales. Thus, to hang came to mean also to weigh, and from that developed the sense to pay. From that pay sense, we get words like pension and expense. That's all I have to add to this set of bases. Be sure to commit the rest to memory. Now let's move on to Lesson 6, which begins on page 52, where Mr. Ayres discusses the combination of bases within a single word. Note that Latin uses a combining vowel between bases to buffer them and ensure that consonants don't collide, which can't be pronounced together. Taking the base omne, O-M-N, for instance, and putting it on the front of the base pot, P-O-T, without an interceding vowel, creates the impossible to say but inserting an I combining vowel resolves the problem. Omnipot, as in omnipotent. While Latin prefers I, it uses a wide variety of combining vowels. U, as seen in quadruped, a four-footed creature, or A, as in nonagenarian, a person in their 90s. Not always is a combining vowel used, however, especially when the consonants which are colliding can easily be spoken together. Mr. Ayres provides two good examples of this at the bottom of the page, facsimile and nomenclature. Finally, the bases in this lesson on page 53 focus on numbers and enumeration. Note that semi, S-E-M-I, most often denotes every half, as in semi-annual, meaning every half year, that is, every 6 months. Its opposite is bi, which means every two, as in biennial, every 2 years, that is, every 24 months. One important thing to note here is that all these forms are bases, not prefixes. It's a very easy mistake to make to take them as prefixes, since many of them are small and they're often attached to the front of other bases. But since these number bases can stand on their own as the foundation of a word, unity, duet, octave, and prefixes cannot do that. They must be categorized and treated as bases. Be careful. Always write the forms on this page in capital letters. Write this right now in your notes. Numbers are bases. Besides the formal list of bases in this assignment, Mr. Ayers adds some others in a paragraph below the list. He says you don't need to learn them because they appear so rarely. However, the words they appear in often show up on tests, like the GRE and LSAT. So I disagree with Mr. Ayers. I think you should learn them. I'm adding them to your list of forms to memorize. Note especially sesqui, S-E-S-Q-U-I, which means one and a half, as seen in the word sesquicentennial, which is used to describe a period of 150 years. A sesquicentennial celebration, for instance, occurs after something's been around for a century and a half. And I disagree with Mr. Ayers at the bottom of page 55, and please note that this time I'm lightening your memorization load, where he talks about the utility of adding ple, P-L-E, as a suffix to the list of things you need to learn. Any ple or plet you encounter after a number base, you can easily diagnose as the base ple, P-L-E, meaning fill or full, which you learned in Lesson 5. The jump from fill to fold is not that hard to make. So strike the suffix ple from your to learn list. Nor do I think this is the class in which you should learn Roman numerals, which Mr. Ayers discusses on page 54. If you don't know how to count like a Roman, well, you ought to learn that someday, but not here or now. Roman numerals still have many applications in modern society, especially in the inscriptions on buildings and in writing the date on which something happened, but they're remarkably useless for the most important application of numbers today, math. Try doing any math problem in Roman numerals, and you'll instantly see why the Romans didn't invent calculus, even though calculus is a Latin word. And that's it for Latin lessons 5 and 6. Be sure to look over the diathesis, that is, outline, of quiz 1 as you prepare for the first assessment in this class. You'll find a link to that diathesis on the syllabus. Happy etymologizing, or if you can't be happy about it, then just study hard.